So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Mitch, I'm sorry I have to cut you off.
Let's hear it. We have
a report on something that happened last night, or I have an update on something that happened last night. I've been given permission to share the video of Shedeur Sanders working out at an area high school. Ready? Sharing. 3, 2, 1, post.
And it's set.
Off we go.
That is at Ken Carmen. You can find that video.
Well, I'm sure that you can put it out on the fan as well and just put it on 923thefan.com as well if you want to.
We'll make sure to retweet that.
Sanders. Yeah, it is fan material. It's not my material now.
Yes.
It belongs to the ages now. Go ahead.
It's all right. We go from the story there to last night over at the American League All-Star Festivities, where one of the top American leaguers, Stephen Kwan, was talking at his media availability and talking about his love of Cleveland so far in his career and how he wants to stay there.
Another clubhouse with different teammates is so foreign to me that I would love to stay in Cleveland. I mean, I think I've learned so much by playing with Jose Ramirez that I think I would love to stay with him as long as possible.
You heard it there. What journal?
He's wanting to come here. He's wanting to stay here. He wants to stay with Jose Ramirez. Now they have to show him how much they like him.
Yeah,
he could always just say, you didn't pay me what I'm worth.
I believe him. I do think he would rather stay here.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like that we're having something kind of like in the public now. I mean, he's not a guy that has been very wishy-washy on his career, at least in the public forum. But at least we have something on record to make the fans go, okay, we can have this guy here at least a little bit. Because right now, with the way this Guardian season has been going, we don't know what veterans are going to be staying here by midseason, by the dread deadline, by next season. It's going to be kind of an in-season and off-season of question marks for the Guardians.
It would do a lot of good for the fan base if they were to sign him to an extension. We had an argument about how much he is worth. Guys, people are saying he's not worth $30 million. He's not worth $100 million overall. Guys, that's a going rate. That's a going rate for these guys. And he's a table setter, and you're looking for offense anywhere. The next bopper you can get, I don't know, Jace LaViolette, who's 21 years old, you can't guarantee he's going to be in the big. So it's like, who's going to be the guy you pay?
You know, all along, I just assumed that they were not going to come up with the money for him. I've had a bunch of people split that I've reached out to on the type of market that Kwan would have, what he could actually get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fact that he doesn't hit home runs, some people are using that against him. I will just say this. He is still a great, fun player to watch. If the Guardians aren't able to keep him, it's going to be a huge blow. Because you saw how negative during the 10-game losing streak it was here in town. They were to trade Kwan because they can't pay him over the next few years. It'd be really, really rough, obviously.
Well, one player that we were not able to keep a couple of years ago was one Junior Caminero, who lost the home run derby last night, but showed out at 21 home runs in the first round, was the run-up to Cal Raleigh in the contest. And we got a bit of a slight last night from ESPN's Carl Ravitch and his play-by-play of the home run derby, this courtesy of ESPN.
The Guardians still rue the day that they dealt him, as Chris Antonetti said. It's a bad trade. The guy with the gun didn't end up achieving what they thought. They're desperate for offense. Junior Caminero would look pretty good somewhere in a Guardian uniform right now.
Got four baseballs.
Sorry,
left.
Guardians fans.
Need I remind you, the person that they traded Caminero for was Tobias Myers, who went 1-9 in AAA before being DFA'd.
You know, the whole story, I went back to look.
I'd like to get mad at Carl Ravitch, but I can't.
Yeah, I went back because I was curious about the whole story. Because this is like one of those that we talk about all the time. This isn't like one of those devastating trades that we mention all the time, but now it's getting run because he was at the home run derby and he's having himself, the kind of year that he's having.
We kind of saw this with Will Brinson before, and this is kind of amplified now because Caminero is not only an all-star, but he's proven to have a source of power that the Guardians would really desperately need at this point in the season.
But his whole career with them got off to a rough start because of COVID.
Yes.
They weren't able to get him, in their minor league system when they wanted to. So, sometimes you got to these teams make moves with trades, thinking of different, like, they're not thinking long-term for every single player. Like,
with all those other people, though, they at least played for the Guardians or the Indians at one point. Had that not been brought up on the broadcast last night?
Nobody would know.
Nobody would have.
Yes.
Also, you got to think about it this way. Tobias is a stronger name than Junior. Maybe you'd have been willing to make the trade back then, too.
That's Tobias exactly what we're all thinking.
Tobias is a strong name.
How strong of a name is Cal?
Depends how you feel about California.
Scale of 1 to 10, I think it's about a 5.
Well, apparently he was strong enough last night as Cal Raleigh, like, won the home run
derby.
What's
a stronger name, Tex or Cal?
Depends
what political outlet you might
has to be Tex.
Ooh, tend to point. Watch.
I don't think it's political at all. I think Tex is a stronger name.
I think it depends who you're talking to.
I think my tax dollars say different.
Huh. I have a clip here regarding Cal Raleigh, who won the home run derby last night over Caminero. Had his dad, as we mentioned, throwing to him from behind the screen, his brother catching. Talked about the family experience.
It means the world, you know. I could hit 0 home runs, and I would have had just as much fun. So I just can't believe we won. It's unbelievable.
So my question for you guys is there anybody within your guys' personal lives that you would fully trust to pitch to you in a home run derby?
Yes. My buddy's Uncle Nick. He's a scout for the Twins. Yes.
How hard does he throw? Is he pretty accurate?
I don't know. I don't know if I can hit, but you're asking me in a home run derby. I think he'd be pretty accurate.
Well, what is
throwing VP?
What is the key here? What is important?
Can you throw behind an L screen? Can you throw a consistent strike?
Is it the same way every time, right? That would matter.
Yeah.
If you were a hitter. Why are some guys who've been in baseball their whole life and then they get to this stage aren't good at this? Because there are plenty of guys that are not good at this, and they've been blamed in the home run derby.
You also have to throw it at a very specific pace, too. It's not just like leisurely practice. Yeah. You have to like be rapid fire, basically.
Yeah, it's a more difficult discipline than what we make it out to be. That's why I don't like to do it during baseball practice. I actually struck a kid once, felt terrible.
Good.
I was going to say, my dad, when he would throw...
teach him.
My dad couldn't do it, because when he would throw me BP, we'd only do soft toss. And by the end of the thing, he's just whipping his arms so hard back and forth to try and simulate a fastball that he might have ended up hitting
but
me
a couple
of times.
But it worked for you. I mean, you were all Ohio.
All so, Ohio.
You know, it all works.
Technically. Yeah, that's it for about last night.
Outstanding.
What kind of traction are you getting on your...
Who would you rather take orders from, a guy named JD or a guy named Gavin?
Ooh, I just saw Gavin on a podcast.
Let's see. What are the...
I didn't know California donates so much money
Twitter actions.
To the rest of the red states.
Twitter,
I didn't know that.
Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mark Cabali. Tell it to Cabali over in Pittsburgh. he's responded to the video, said he's moving fast. I'd guess around the... Okay. I'm not reading the rest of that.
So the early...
You didn't notice with the word fast in the beginning?
I didn't realize where he was going with the joke.
What are some of the early results, early tweets that you're getting after the Shador Sanders video?
I'm getting a lot of Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yes! Yeah. So Shador Sanders is throwing in the video.
We're back.
A lot of responses, a lot of positive, other than Mark Cabali.
Are there any Aaron Rodgers videos?
Our buddy Mark, who's the city councilman, he's saying LOL for like every other quarterback, probably.
I don't know that. I've not seen any other videos.
One video of Aaron Rodgers throwing.
That's the thing. We have the video.
Yeah, what's the video of Aaron Rodgers throwing? Where's the video of him throwing right now? You think he's throwing right now? Nah, he's on a vision quest right now.
Mm-hmm. Galapagos Islands.
Andy says best shape of his life. They're loving it, man. They're loving the Shador. Love it. Gotta wonder if there are any other quarterbacks throwing the ball this week, is what a Hawaii Browns fan says.
Who's to say? Is he a Dylan Gabriel guy?
A lot of the alarm emojis going off. I have no idea if he is. There's one I had to translate. This is from Sala Love. The sweaty one didn't stop training since the draft night. The league isn't ready for this devil. Here you go. Here we go. It's our QB, man. Not yet QB1, but eventually.
There's only one way to go from him. He's fourth in the depth chart now. There's only one way to go.
Yep. He ain't going lower. He's going up. Good for him. Get that work in. There wasn't a bunch of cameras around. As far as I know, that's the only video. And I was given permission to share, so I shared it. Shedeur Sanders working his ass off right now, folks. I'll flat out ask you,
does this put pressure on Dylan Gabriel to get some videos out?
I think it has to be asked. What's Dylan Gabriel doing?
And what's Kenny Pickett doing?
And which side of town will he throw the balls on?
That's a good point. I'm not going to say which side of town this is. I think, I mean, if you really take a look at it.
Piece together pretty quick.
I don't know if they will be. I don't know. You should be, but I don't know if they will be. They're not all.
Context clues. They're there.
They're not all high school aficionados like you and I. I don't think they may know. It's a very fine high school. Good program. They're throwing it.